Okay, not sure I have someone on with me. There we go. Okay. Rev, Jeff, just let me tell you we can get going.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just need another minute to get to the virus.
So I'm like Rabbi Sai. I've got an Erev Chanukah. I just want to be maskir. First of all, today is the yahrzeit site of Mary Virabi Agoin of Iron Leib Steinman. So we'll learn L'schus Ilun Shmasoi, Aaron Yehuda Leib, Ben and L'schus L'Rfu for the Nifgoyim in yet another terror attack against Chenu Bnei Israel in Australia. So today's Chabura is a very geschmack important issue about the Yesod of Rosh Chodesh and the Hevdel between one day of Rosh Chodesh and 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Where does the din of 2 days of Rosh Chodesh possibly come from? What kind of Yesod din of this is? This is, of course, in Yonah D'Yoyim too, because at the end of this week we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Chanukah, and Sunday of Rosh Chodesh, which is an unusual construct and raises all sorts of Kriyas HaTorah questions, but that's for another shiur. So let's start here with the Gemara. The Gemara here is an Akimta where the person made a neder, and the question was, on which day was the neder chal? If you said Chodesh Zeh, Asur B'chol HaChodesh, or Chodesh L'Habah. If he said the words Chodesh Zeh, he becomes Asur B'chol HaChodesh, including the Chodesh L'Habah. Says the Gemara Pshita, Pashut Azay, what's the Chiddush? Ze asur b'chol ha'chodesh, the Pshita ki yitzricha l'chodesh chasr. The Gemara says the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Chodesh we're talking about here is a Chodesh chasr. By the time Rosh Chodesh she'avra hava v'lay litzar, the word Rosh Chodesh only means retrospectively and should not be asur l'kan l'haba, kamash mon karish inshi resh yarcha. Chiddush here is that people call it Resh Yarcha. Ad kan Lashon HaGemara, which is a little bit sussum. The Ran and Divrei Mashmal Kamashmalan says Pshat. The Ran says like this: Ma'od Seima. Let's start here from the Ran. Ki Itzrich B'Chodesh Chaser Shachodesh Shabbat Ach Chodesh Shal Nidrei Have a Chaser. The coming Chodesh is Chaser. So the example we'll be using here is not Kislev and Tevis, which is this month. Let's go back to Cheshvan and Kislev. So the Chodesh that comes after the Chodesh of his Neder, which would be Kislev, is Chaser. Bim Kain, Chodesh Havle Mole, which makes Cheshvan Mole, Vaisim B'Chodesh Chaser Shabbat, Shnei Yom Rosh Chodesh. We make 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. V'yom Rishon Havle Mole Chodesh Avar, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, is to fill the chaser from the days that was earlier. So my time Rosh Chodesh Yavash or Yom Rishon Shal Rosh Chodesh Lamaiz Chodesh Avar. Litzer Bay. I would think this day of Rosh Chodesh goes retroactively, and it should be Usser in the month of Cheshbon, because that day should be appended to Cheshbon. Kamashmalan? No. Karlein Sharshiyachem Shomach Apish Mechal Chodesh. Even though Itaka is the last day of Chodesh Rishon, given the Rosh Yachar Karli, since we call it Chodesh Kislev, Mutarboy, the month has already passed. The Medarim Halach Lachar Lashon Ha Bnei Adam. So the Ran says that even though really you're right, technically it should belong, Lamed Cheshvan should belong to Cheshvan. But when it comes to Nedarim, we go Achar, Lashem B'nai Adam. There's a bar on my video here. Jeff, tell me if it's okay on yours.
A bar
In Nedarim, we go
blocking.
Achar, Lashem B'nai Adam. And Lashem B'nai Adam calls it Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Aye, it's Lamed Cheshvan. Lashem B'nai Adam calls it already Rosh Chodesh Kislev the next day, even though from a thematic point of view, it is there to be Mechaser Cheshvan, and really it's technically a part of Cheshvan, is mashma from this run. Lulei Lashon Bnei Adam, it would belong to Cheshvan, since it's Lamed Cheshvan. Look in the calendar, it says Lamed Cheshvan. I said Rosh Chodesh Kislev 2 on the same box in the calendar. Good, that's Lashon Bnei Adam, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, because it is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, even though it is Lamed Cheshvan. That's the basic Lashon and the Sugyas of the Gemara, Hanigel and Yonenu. So now let's take this further to both the theme and the Psak Halacha. The Magen Avraham is Mechiach from this Sugya that Lamed Cheshvan is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, is considered to be a part of Chodesh Kislev. And he brings a famous story, a Bachur who was Nailed in Lamed Cheshvan, and now is its bar mitzvah 13 years later. But the calendar, as you know, is not equal on every single year. And the next year, it turns out, it's Chodesh, is Rosh Chodesh Chaser, and there's only and there's no only 30 days, there's no extra day. So when does he become bar mitzvah? Does he become bar mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, or does it become bar mitzvah on Chavtes Cheshvan? He was nailed b'sof Chodesh Cheshvan, the last day of Cheshvan. In the year that he was nailed, it was Taka Lamed Cheshvan because Rosh Chodesh Kislev was Mole. But this year it's not, because it has the option of going from Mole to Chaser. And therefore, when is his bar mitzvah? So the Magen Avraham paskins from this sugya, that on that day he becomes bar mitzvah on Chavtes Cheshvan. The Magen Avraham has an arichas here, and he goes through the sugya, as you can see. At the end, he says, Mishnel be'emalgrav Chodesh Kislev. He was born on Yom Aleph of Chodesh Kislev, which is AKA Lamed Cheshvan. Because Shenaseh bar mitzvah, Cheshvan Chaser. 13 years from then, Cheshvan turned out to be Chaser, and there's only one Rosh Chodesh day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Rosh Chodesh Kislev ain't only Yom Echad. Tzarechim, Nasa mitzvah b'chavtes chedron, amashim l'darim, ma'o sugi, dem t'rish l'chodesh, u'yem lava l'chodesh l'avar, al shablash mi'ad, v'kar na'i sirish chodesh. It's only Rosh Chodesh and lash mi'adam for Kislev. Achim, Ebenezer, yesh day is shaynais, and Ebenezer l'gabe, how to write a gittin, b'kam makayim, nirali, d'li nasa bar mitzvah ad Rosh Chodesh. And he does not become bar mitzvah on Chavtes Cheshvan. You need Kainerli. So the problem here is, what is the Havamina of the Magen Avraham? What sad should there be that Lamed Cheshvan should be Shayach to the next month? After all, the Pshita that Lamed Cheshvan is Lamed Cheshvan. The way it works when it's Malian Chaser is sometimes Cheshvan has 29 days, sometimes it has 30 days. So what's the Havamina that in that month when it's Chaser, it shouldn't be, when it's Mali, it shouldn't be a part of Cheshvan? This is the thematic, you want to call it Lamed Sheshaila, which we have in this sugya of 1 to 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. And the same question extends beyond, obviously, our example of just Cheshvan and Kislev. It applies to all calendar 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Tikkun. And the Shaila which we need to understand is, where does this come from? Where is this Shiloh that come from? Before we get to this, the Nisa Kalim, the subsequent Nisa Kalim, try to explain the Pshat and the Magen Avraham. The Machteshekel explains that the reason why he becomes bar mitzvah on Chavtes Cheshvan and not Aleph Kislev would be because it makes sense. The problem is you need Shanum Shalemim, so that's why the Magen Avraham tells him not to have it till the next day. But Mikra Din, Taka should be Chavtes Cheshbon. Take a look at the Machzor Shekel. He says, look, this in the second piece. Al Kaponim, he brings the sugya of the Gemara that we just had, the second sideline. Given the Chazin de Amal, there's Chedesh Shaykh, Chedesh Avar. And it's the 30th day of Cheshvan. Im Kele Nel de Rosh Chedesh Kislev came to Seif Cheshvan. This boy was born on Lamed Cheshvan. And therefore, his bar mitzvah, Shani Gimel Rosh Chedesh Kislev, Ein Rake Mechad, and that year when it turned out that that year was Chaser and it's only one day Rosh Chodesh. Because Mokam Nasa mitzvah Seif Cheshvan, the Hainu B'chav Tes Cheshvan. And Khan, the Havana of the Machzor Shekel. In the Magen Avraham. The Sefer Shalmei Kayin on the Nedarim brings this Magen Avraham. And here it brings the Ran here, and it brings the Magen Avraham. The Bemis Nechash Shem Lam Shchaydish Avral, the Balash Miyad Nikrosh Chaydish. Magen Avraham, this topic, it brings the Shaila of the Shaila when he is Bar Mitzvah. On the last day of Cheshvan, all you need, Yud Gimel Shleimim, on to the next day. Go ahead. He talks about yard sites. Scroll down, scroll down. And at the bottom, he brings the Shaila of the Magen Avraham. It says, Pshitle, that which should be Yom Chavtes, because Lav Rosh Chodesh is already called Kislev. But he says in the Sugya is Mavur, the first day of Chodesh Kislev is the 30th day, but Lashem, only Lashem and the Adam it's called that way. And he says, he sends it Ilchus Gittin. And now we'll see whether the subsequent place can agree with this Magen Avraham. In the Bach, brought now your rabba. Now you went too far. He says, right there in the bottom, he brings that the me somebody who was born in Aleph Tevis, which would be this Shabbos, not this year, because it only would apply to a year when Rosh Chodesh was only one day. This year, Rosh Chodesh is 2 days. And the reverse happens that on his bar mitzvah is 2 days Rosh Chodesh. He becomes bar mitzvah on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Okay. The Lamed Shaila now here is, now that we have this Psak Halacha from the Magen Avraham, the Lamed Shaila is, what is the gather of the 2 day of Rosh Chodesh? We have a klal, as we know, from Yomim Tovim of Sveika D'Yoma. Are you telling me that there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh because of Sveika D'Yoma? Is that the pshat? Or is there another lumdus here? So the Chida and the Berakhos Yosef brings the shell for Tshuvas Rid from the Gedolei HaRishonim, Tarsus Rid, from the great family of Italian Rishonim. These Tshuvas were only printed relatively recently, but Berakhos Yosef had a copy of it. The Chida had many, many manuscripts from which, in fact, many Rishonim were printed. So the Tshuvas HaRid says, what is the pshat in the side of 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? She said, it's not because of Sveika D'Yoma. No, he says, because on the 30th day, he says, a new lumdus, on the 30th day, the next Chodesh already starts. And therefore, on the 30th day, we are Mekadosh that day, so that it should be the new Chodesh. The 31st day is the Chodesh Abba. And both of them are called Rosh Chodesh, Lekiddush, one for Kiddush and one for Minyan. The Kiddush is the first one, and the Minyan is the second one. Why? Because really, functionally, you think about it, the Chodesh Levana is 29 and a half days. That's why you have the mullet moving around slightly, but it's Beiker 29, Be'erach 29 and a half days. So what you really should do is take the 30th day and to be mechalek it, half to the Chodesh Avar and half for the Chodesh Abba. The problem is, Chazal understood that there's no way to divide a day in half. Can't do that. It just doesn't work, as we know from Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Chazal umetaken to make the Chadashim sequentially some chaser and some mole. That's what the Rid says. What do we see from this Rid? That the mikzas of the first day and the mikzas of the second day constitutes one full day of Rosh Chodesh, meaning 24 hours is half of the first day and half of the second day, and therefore you're Mekadesh both. He says, Kvar Yudu on line 6 here on the right, Ki chudsha shalavana yichavtesya ma'machza, v'im lamnei roi l'chalka yichetziv l'chodesh avar v'chetziv l'chodesh abba. Because 29, halfway into the 30th day, the morning of it should be cheshvin and the afternoon should be kislev. Can't do that. The And he says, this goes, where does this come from? If you look at the end, he says, Wipnei Zeh, second column, line 8. The Aleph on the Mimenu. That's when we count Kislev from. It was all the way back to the Yemais. Says the Berakhia Yosef that this is not the din of Sveika the Yoma. Me'ikar Hadin, this is that Chodesh really starts in the middle of Yom Lamed. Nevertheless, for Moyadim, for Yom Tovim, we start the next day. But it's Yitochen that the Chodesh Kislev really starts in the middle of the 30th day. This is the Lumdus in the Tosis Rid, that it's not a din of Sveik D'Yayim because it's a din of each day is really is Chlechatzoin because we know that Rosh Chodesh starts in the middle of the day. However, not the subsequent Achronim did not seem to learn this way. It seems to be a machlekes between the Binyan Ariel and the Tzlach to Kadmonim, if the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh are Sveik D'Yoma or not. The Binyan Ariel learns Kipshutai that 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is Sveik D'Yoma. And the Tzlach says, if it be like 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then it will be Yom HaRichta. And therefore, it can't be that way. Let's see how it works out here. It works out here based on a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Kuf Ches talks about if you did not 2 days Rosh Chodesh and you skipped Yalav Yaveh on Mincha the first day. Happens all the time. So what do you do? So at Ma'ariv at night, of Leil Rosh Chodesh, the second day, 1 second, please. You should be Mispal Ma'ariv of Leil Rosh Chodesh with Yalav Yavai. Then you'll be Marviach that you'll say Yalav Yavai. In other words, even according to the Machlokes and the Paiskim, if you chazer on Shemoneh Esrei, but here you certainly are going to say Yalav Yavai because of the second day. Zok de Binyan Ariel, I don't understand this Magen Avraham. Nearly, the Belaila Gam Kein Rosh Chodesh L'Kol Alam Yispalel. The Arviach Shemri Yalav Yavai. Who didn't Belaila Yom Tov Sheni? Who didn't Shach Sein Talamata and Mashav Ruach? The same thing. So, if you forgot Yalav Yavai on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, When he's masquerading him in the second day, Mimadrashach asked the Bnei Uriel, it's not Tashlumim. Why? Because if the first day was Rosh Chodesh, so now the second day is not Rosh Chodesh. And if the first day of Rosh Chodesh wasn't Rosh Chodesh, so then you didn't skip anything. You skipped Yalav Yavah, but you weren't mechuyav to say Yalav Yavah. And therefore, what do you gain by saying Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yavah on the second night? The fact that this is also Rosh Chodesh, but it's not a din of Teshlumim. This is the Taina of the Binyan Ariel on the Magen Avraham. Says it's Lach. And he says, for this is Mashma, for the Taina of the Binyan Ariel is Mashma that it's a din of Sveik D'Yoma, like any other Sveik D'Yoma. Let's go down to the scroll down a little bit. Well, Bainai din zet tumua. Hey, Chiemer, Belaila, with Phil Hashem, it's Yalav Yavai, like Phil Zu, Babish Phil, Phil, Samin Choshem, Shoavar, Shoshachach, Yavai. Can't say Chlaim, the Yam, the Steshlum, the Yam, Shoavar, Yerosh Chedish, Mashamach, I said Phil Shoshach, Lamba Yalav Yavai, have a command of Lessa. You skip that Tfila. And can Echef Shalom, Yalav Yavai, But Rosh And if you're establishing that you skipped Yalav Yavah because the first day was Chodesh, how can the second day be Rosh Chodesh? The Yemen area learns clearly that the din of 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is fake in the Yayma. Zaktiv Tzlach, sorry, Nishtazai. The Tzlach learns that the Shnei Yom Rosh Chodesh is similar to Rosh Hashanah, which is a Yom HaRichta, and there's one Kedusha, and both of them are Vaday Kedusha, and therefore the Magen Avraham's Eitzah to say Yalav Yavi on the night of the second night makes perfect sense. You see here in the notes, and he says, right there, freeze. Mishenis v'divrei seifa matzlach. Here's the slach. We saved it by showing you from the footnote in the Ariel. He says it was not just for Chodesh Tishrei. It wasn't just for Rosh Hashanah. And he goes on to explain that this was the Yisoid Din that was extended from not just El and Tishrei, it was extended to all Yamim Tovim. It's a halacha of a Rosh Hashanah Dikke Inyan of a Yoyim Arichta. The 2 days of Chodesh are not made in Safek, it's made in Yoyim Arichta. And if that's the case, the Magen Avraham's Psak, it makes perfect sense that you can, in fact, say Yalav Yavah in the second night, and you're not stamping a stira that be either the first day of the Chodesh, second day of Chodesh. No, they're both Rosh Chodesh, made in Yoyim Arichta. What a lump to see. Rabbi Kuvager, who was a bit after the two aforementioned, brings the Taina of the Binyan Ariel and the Tshuva of the Tzlach. And he says this is goes back even earlier to the Shagasari, the Turi Evin in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. If in fact the two dinim of Rosh Chodesh, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, is a din of Rosh Hashanah or not. He brings the Machzeh Shekel. And the Tzlach, and the Shabura keep on going. The Shabura here brings the Magen Avraham. Right, Shlomo, 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 They say, "Never be a klumitzvuzu." What does it help? I'm talking about one day. So shemesh paras bala. Malaylig am kerish chaydish. If it's 2 days of chaydish, kolam yispal. If yachshem yalviyave, you can say two shemanesres, including one with the yalviyave, because after all, it is rish chaydish. This is what the Magen Rambam says. V'skimim achrayim, but not all achrayim were maskim to this. And he says, "Sam and yontif sheni." Do we have the Rebbe Kveg here? Don't remember, scroll down. No. Go backwards. For the Mishnah Berurah. Rebbe Kveg is brought in the Haggais of the Bnei Ariel in order to save pages. Keep on going. No. Okay, now go. Now slowly scroll. There it is. Free freeze. Ba kasav shlitra b'kiv eger. A little Melitzadikan language here. By guys of Shulchan Aruch Shavis and Devarah, he brings the Bnei Ariel. V'haisiv shabasefer Torah Evan kasav gankem pshitas the bchal rish chaydish hayat takana de makavim edim and a mincha lomala. Every single rish chaydish, and not just the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Beitza and El and Rosh Hashanah. And then he says, it seems that Kiveger says himself, but Akalpanim, this is the site of the Lumdus of the Kiveger validates the Lumdus of the Tzalach. So we now have four Achronim, Tzalach, Kiveger, the Berki Yosef, the Machta Shekel, maybe the Shagas Aryeh, all saying this Lumdus that today's Rosh Chodesh. It is like a Yema Richta, which would be consistent with the Magen Avraham, and not like the Bnei Ariel, who says it's Midin Sveika de Yema. As you can see here, he brings the Berki Yosef too, and he says, according to the Taisus Rid, L'chaira, the Beis Yom Rosh Chodesh, the Lashon, he says, Shevare Betzida, the Teretz is on right in front of us. It must be that the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is not because of Sveika D'Yayma. It must be that you're Mekadosh 2 Yomim, and therefore, as the Magen Avraham says, Yalav Yaveh would work. Let's see where he brings the Berki Yosef. Scroll back a little bit. Breeze says, I'll pick out 2 lines for you on line 3. V'li hated nearer, like Kashmidi. It's not an accurate taina. It's ugefrecht. Nothing to do with suffik. As Shairishan explained, it's a din of a half a day here, half a day there, or as the subsequent four achronim explain, it's a day of a yoyma richta like all other Rashi chodesh. And he goes on to explain another lumdus. And he fascinatingly brings in his Sefer Magal Tov, which is his travel diary, when he went all across the world, literally, the Chida was, there was nobody like the Chida. And he says, I was in Amsterdam, where the Bnei Ariel Amsterdamer lived. And he said, he asked him this kasha. One that he printed in the Bnei Ariel that you saw, another one that he didn't print. And they talked and learning, and maybe this Magen Avraham says the Magia is the one that he was talking about because it's the Shverim Magen Avraham. What's the Psak Halach here, Rabbi say? So now the Mishnah Berurah, as we saw, is maskim to the Tzlach and the Machta Shekel and the Chidah. And of course, the Rosh of the Magen Avraham, not like the Bnei Ariel, it's two dinim of Rosh Chodesh are vaday and not made in Suffolk, and therefore Tashlumim B'Sheni would certainly work because it's not a stira like the Bnei Ariel asks midin sveik of the yoma. It is a vaday yoma richta, and therefore doing Tashlum on the second day and saying Yalav Yaveh no matter what on both Shemoneh Esrei would work. And therefore, the halacha is if you forgot Yalva Yavai Bolel Rosh Chodesh, we know you're not Chayzer because they're Mekatshin Chodesh Balayla. Says the Mishabura, what about Leil Sheni? Are you Chayzer or not? So this is a discussion of the Paiskim. So the Mishabura in Sifkat and Gimel go further down to the next Mishabura. Has this question. At night it was not yet Shchaydish. Frektim Shabur, what about 2 days of Shchaydish? So this theoretically, if you have 2 days of Shchaydish, you should have to say over. Zaktim Shabur, no. We don't do that. Even on the second day of Shchaydish, Tamzeh. Why? Because the second day is only Midum Sveika. If the first day was Kaidish and the second day would be Chayil. Which, of course, now raises the question is which way is the Mishabura going? Is the Mishabura going with the Binyan or is the Mishabura going with, which means that Sveik of the Yomis, is this the Lashon that he uses, or is he going with the rest of the Paiskim? And this Lachari, this is not so consistent. And therefore, the contemporary Seferim create now two din was not enough. They created a third din, three tzedadim together of 2 days of Chodesh. One is that it's a Vade Kedusha for the Beis Yomim. Second, that it's the din of Sveik D'Yayma, as the Bin Ariel says. And the third is that it's a halacha, as would seem to be indicated in the Gedalia Achronim, similar to the Beis Yom in Rosh Hashanah. If you scroll down to the Sefer Ali Be'er, you can see, and this is your work for the week. Brings the Magen Avraham. He brings the, I'll just give you the Maamar HaKoimus that he brings for the good Chazara. When you get to the end of the week, you can go over this, scroll down. It's a nice limit for this Shabbos, which is 2 days of Chodesh. Shabbos and Sunday. Now you went too far, and then he brings the guys from Kvager and the Machta Shechel and the Tzlach and the Bin Yareel, Beis Yom Shabbos, and then he goes to in the Mishnah Berurah that it's Sveik D'Yoma, which seems to be a little bit of a inconsistency. I don't want to use the word stira in the Mishnah Berurah. Keep on going, and he says the Tzlach is. You can make it yellow there with the paragraph at Tzlach. It's Chelkin and Bin Ariel. And then he brings the Brik Yosef. So this is not like the Taisis Rid. The Yaitzim and Kala now. Last paragraph. There's only Gimel to the other again. Shemian Ben Rosh Chaydish. Taisis Rid. Yvadish Neim Shor Rosh Chaydish. They should Nivla Bishneim. Half a day of each. The second, the Tzlach, that it's Beis Yom Vadish Rosh Chaydish. Of again Rosh Hashanah. That we weren't Mekabel. Therefore, it's 2 days in Din of Vadai. And then Bin Ariel, that's a Din of Sveik of the Yema. And therefore, of course, the Nafkaminas would be the first Nafkamina that we started on the Bar Mitzvah for the Magen Avraham, and the subsequent Nafkaminas would be Legabe, Yalav Yavi, and Teflumim, 2 days of Chodesh. Ad kan Rabbeisai, very geshmak kasugya, and please enjoy it as we go further. Yashuk Echacham, and Afreilich and Chanukah, we'll see you Mir Tashem, hopefully. Everybody's Sunday of Hanukkah schedule allowing Emir Tashem next Sunday for a insight into the next week's daf. Yashar Koach to my partner Jeff for enabling this year. Thank you.
Okay, I can't.